This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 1-855-453, 855-450-3733, and you may take control of these airwaves. Joining you in here tonight for the third hour, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You may get interactive there, and you can do it for free, unlike those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for accessing their websites, and we do it free over at freetalklive.com, so enjoy. Of course, lots to discuss. You may take control of these airwaves at 1-855-450-FREE. In the meantime, we're going to tell you about the Wall Street Journal and their piece about secession. Now, the Wall Street Journal, that's probably one of the most noteworthy mainstream newspapers in the United States.
It's in the top five.
Yeah, for sure within the top five. And when these mainstream media publications and TV and radio places start talking about secession, it's got to say something about its validity as at least something to be considered. Because, you know, if people thought it was something worth turning their nose up at, they'd ignore it. They wouldn't even dare, it wouldn't even grace their pages. They wouldn't even print an editorial about it or a letter to the editor. But this is an actual, you know, basically what appears to be a feature-length piece. And you know what? I just noticed it's a little on the old side. But nonetheless, it's a couple of years old at this point. But either way, I think it's still important to point out that that people are talking about this.
Free Talk Live with your breaking news.
Let's first go to the Christian anarchist, however. He is on the line. Somebody who I think would support secession. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. First, I wanted to, before I get into my subject, say congratulations, Ron Paul, for the money that he's raising today, and I hope it gets to be a lot more in the next 3 days.
Yeah, he's at $1.8 million right now.
No, wait, this is a three-day-long thing? Or I thought it was just a one-day, the blackness out.
Well, they changed it.
Really?
How these things change.
Hmm. Okay.
So, and
I think everybody's going to be counting to see how much he can earn on that one day, though, because that was they're kind of trying to redo what they did 4 years ago in the original campaign with the $4.3 million that they raised in the one day. And I imagine they're attempting to eclipse that in one day.
Yeah, well, actually, the December 16th one was $6.1 million a day.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So it would be nice to eclipse that, but right now it's tipping $2 million, and it'll probably go to probably 2.2 in the 24-hour period.
Okay.
And now I have my Corvette wrapped as Ron Paul. I don't know if you saw that on Ron Paul forums.
I didn't, no.
I got some pictures of my 2004 Corvette, and I wrapped it in a Ron Paul wrap.
So, now, what does that cost to get your car wrapped? This is that fancy stuff that they put on, like, the bus windows,
stickers,
right?
Yeah. And that typically a wrap like that costs about $2,400, but I found a guy that was a Ron Paul fan, and we got it done for a lot less. So.
Nice. I saw the pictures of that. It's pretty snazzy.
And it gets a lot of attention. People are honking at me and stopping to take their picture with it and stuff. So.
That's great. Now, are you going to be able to remove it, or are you just going to pretty much leave it as the Ron Paul mobile?
It can be removed. I don't know. After the election, I might remove it. We'll see.
Is it dated? I mean, I haven't seen the picture, so does it say 2012, or is it something where you could run it again? Like, let's say Ron does it again in another 4 years. Would you still be able to use the Ron Paul mobile at that time?
The only part that's dated is ronpaul2012.com.
I see.
Maybe you could just put extra stickers if Rand runs, and then you just put randpaul2016.com.
That's his son. So, yes. So what else did you want to share tonight, Gene?
I wanted to talk about high school band competitions, marching band competitions. Now, I don't know. You've probably never even heard of such things. And before our
I know
son,
they exist.
Yeah, before our son got in the band, we never had any idea that such a thing existed. But it's very, very interesting. And if anybody has a high school band competition in their area, and they do have these big competitions all over the country, it's very interesting to go and watch it. Now, I've compared them to the college bands because after the football games, you usually see the college marching bands, and they're generally much larger than the high school bands, although there are some very big high school bands as well. But they're different in that the college bands depend more on sex. You know, they got the girls in the batons twirling their things and walking around skimpy outfits, so the band doesn't do that much in the college level. But if you go to the high school level, it's amazing watching the performances that these kids put on with the formation. musicians and the music, and it's really, really good.
Yeah, I had to, for whatever reason, got to see a lot of band performances in my high school time, and it was really amazing, the formations they do and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think they've probably gotten much better since then.
Have figured the new things out in the last, 20-something years.
You'd probably really like the Ararang then in North Korea then.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's probably very impressive, yes.
It is very impressive. I mean, they force everybody to do it. But
it's impressive communism.
It's incredible what they've achieved.
It's amazing what they can force. But I'm kind of sad because our son is going through his senior year and moving on to college, and this will be the last year that we'll be going to those band competitions.
You can go to any of them you want.
Yeah, you can't just go and lurk creepily at a high school band competition.
You can go. A lot of people do. You can just buy a ticket. That's why I'm saying anybody out there interested in seeing these, they're very, very, they're very, very good. I'm sure that we'll still go to a few of them, but we're not going to go to every one like we do now.
I used to really be into the high school football team, the school I went to.
Really? You didn't play? You were just into them?
I just liked watching the games. I was rah-rah, go, that high school. And I went to a game when I came, when I got out of prison 10 years later or whatever.
Same school?
I really didn't care at all. Suddenly did not care at all.
Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free.
But I do think these high school the band things are a lot more intricate, and you're seeing something that's an amazing, amazing thing. I just don't know, if you don't have skin in the game, as it were, what it might be like to go watch.
What about you, Nemi? Did you have any interest in these activities while you were in school?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I wasn't really into sports. I mean, I was into sports, but not any sports that had marching bands.
Yeah, I didn't really care about any kind of sports. And actually, the school I went to didn't even have a football team, so...
That's right, the Fighting Pythons.
School.
Is that right? They're at Pine View.
I think they had like a tennis team and a golf team. There was chess club.
There was
well.
Intramural sports where you would play amongst yourselves.
Intramural.
People that would, you would play sports in gym class and things like that.
Well, I mean, there's gym class where they'd have a little baseball game or something like that. Is that what you mean?
No, intramural means sort of after, I don't know exactly how they would define it, but it means you play amongst people in the school.
The only after school stuff was tennis and golf, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think that might be the case.
Yeah. Which I also had no interest in.
The gifted class is all about. The gifted school is all about the tennis and the golf. Yeah. Well, I went to a big school that had all this stuff, and it wasn't great either, so there you go.
1-855-450-FREE is the phone number here. So over at the Wall Street Journal, I'm just going to give you some excerpts here from this piece that they've got. Remember the classic Beatles riff of the 1960s, writes Paul Starobin? You say you want a revolution? Well, imagine this instead, a devolution. Picture an America that is run not as now by a top-heavy Washington autocracy, but in freewheeling style by an assemblage of largely autonomous regional republics reflecting the eclectic economic and cultural character of the society. There might be an austere Republic of New England with a natural strength in higher education and technology.
They sure would.
A Caribbean-flavored city-state Republic of Greater Miami with an anchor in the Latin American economy, and maybe even a Republic of Las Vegas with unfettered license to pursue its ambitions as a global gambling, entertainment, and convention-year destination. California, America's broke, ill-governed, and way too big nation-like state, might be saved, truly saved, not by an emergency federal bailout, but by a merciful carve-up into a trio of republics that would rely on their own ingenuity in making their connections to the wider world.
You know, one thing that's sort of, imagine being in Nevada and not living in, say, Las Vegas. Imagine what it's like in state politics and local politics and federal politics, not having your voice heard at all.
Mm. I mean, same thing with New York, right? With New York City.
New York City and the rest of New York State. I mean, it just, it doesn't, these metropolitan areas really screw up states as far as their politics go.
Let's continue here. Secession is on the table. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. At 1-855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Supertuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Supertuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Supertuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Supertuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free at 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of stuff there. We give it to you free. The news updates, great way to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. So you'll know what's happening with the show as it happens. You'll be the latest, or you will know the latest as it is occurring if you are on the news list. And there are various different ways you can get that information. You can get it via email, which is, in my opinion, the best way, the most reliable way. There's also Twitter and Facebook if you would prefer. You can sign up for any one of those or more than one. all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
That's You've been sending out a bunch of those updates recently. I didn't send out any of them while you were in your little incarceration stint over 2 months.
It's not because you couldn't.
It's I don't know how, but
you click new post.
Right. I know. I mean, it probably seems very, very easy to you, but, you know, it seemed like I had enough to take care of at the
time.
But, yeah, I get most of my news about Free Talk Live. This is how I find about news stations and that sort of thing.
It's a good way to do that.
News.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, hey, we're talking about the idea of secession, and the Free State Project isn't a secessionist movement, but there are a number of Free Staters, like myself, who are people that believe in secession and would support that as a solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime.
I support secession in the sort of the sense that I would like to see it happen. However, I don't think that today it seems like a very realistic possibility.
I don't think it's realistic as in it could happen tomorrow, but it is realistic as in it could happen within the next 20 years or 10 years perhaps.
It might. I think that nullification is probably the way to go, that New Hampshire declaring its independence to some extent from the United States government, that's the step.
Cool, man.
Path.
If you can get them to nullify, that's fine. I mean, I would support that as a step on the path, but it would seem that if you can get people to support the idea of nullification, then why not bring them all the way? Because who can really defend sticking with the federal government besides somebody who's receiving a check from them? So
I don't think it's necessarily going to be so much a voluntary choice, because I don't see New Hampshire, if we're speaking specifically of New Hampshire, I don't see folks just saying, okay, we're going to secede. I think it's going to be a matter of necessity when the Fed goes bankrupt.
Well, that's why it's important to talk about it now.
Right. Like that, I can see that happening. I mean, it seems like the Federal Reserve is spending itself into insolvency. The United States government may very well not be here in 5 years if it continues down the road that it's continuing, that's going down. And could that be? Yeah, that might be.
I think the only reason, I think there is only a few reasons why people oppose the idea of secession. One, they love the status quo and they don't want to change it. Also, there could be somebody who's opposed to secession because of fear of what they think the federal government might do. They'll roll in tanks! They'll nuke us! Or whatever the fear is, which of course really is an indicator of why secession is so necessary.
Sure.
Because you're that afraid of these people. You think that all it takes is for one little decision, a political decision to secede from the Union, and that they're going to roll in tanks on you. And that really should be an indicator of why it's so necessary. Aside from that, I think others don't support secession because they're probably benefiting from the federal government in some way. You know, they're receiving a check on a monthly basis, or they work for the federal government, or they're a contractor of the federal government, or they're working for the military or something like
that.
Well,
I think a lot of people just like the colors and the eagle. I mean, that's... I'm not kidding you. I really believe that a lot of people...
There's
I like
no more
the colors
than that, huh? You might be right.
I think it's this sort of,
But our team!
That's... Right. I think that to some extent, that's what it boils down to.
Familiarity.
Well, so here's the story, which is fairly lengthy over at the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. You can look up the headline, Divided We Stand. It's also called Imagine Breaking Up the United States. And they talk about how it would be a devolved America, a vision faithful both to certain post-industrial realities as well as the pluralistic heart of the American political tradition, a tradition that's been betrayed by creeping centralization of power in D.C. over decades.
This is another thing. How difficult is it for... I mean, the government pits two groups against each other. Take a look at the United States. I mean, you can basically see the in the presidential elections, you can see that shape of red and that shape of blue. Why in the world should the people in the blue area have to deal with those people in the red area? And why should those people in the red area have to deal with those people in the blue area?
Because that's the way it's always been.
Explain to me why. I mean, if Republicanism or conservatism is so gosh darn swell, you know, why shouldn't those people be able to make the conservative states of the United States of America or whatever, and then the liberals or whatever? You know, I mean, frankly, I would like to see the New Hampshire liberty-oriented state of America.
Yeah, the purple state.
The one, the white state, as it were. But, why do they have to deal with them? Why do people in Texas have to, those darn people in Hollywood, and New York City, they want to tell us what to do? Well,
It's frustrating.
And you can imagine how the people in the blue states feel about those barbarians.
I think it's ultimately because it's always been that way, number one. And number two, that there's some level of, well, they've been controlling me, so now I'm going to control them back.
So, Mark, I have a question for you. If New Hampshire does secede, does this mean we're evicting the transplants from Mass back to Mass?
So this is a very interesting question. And what does one do if New Hampshire becomes this free state? What and you know, things get better here, because that's what we all believe who believe in the ideas of freedom, believe that, you know, the standard of living is going to go up. You know, people are going to live longer. People are going to be more prosperous, that, you know, it's going to be a great place. And everybody moves in who then wants to change the government back to whatever it is, you know, from Massachusetts or whatever it is that they move from. And likely you would have a lot of people moving from Massachusetts who are used to a nanny government, like, oh, well, this thing isn't going particular where. Well, this, you know, this young child who has a learning disability isn't getting the best education they could get. So we need everybody in the community to provide their education for them or whatever it is that they do. How does one deal with that? Because unless you can make a systemic change to the Constitution of the state of New Hampshire.
No, see, okay, what you're looking at is the kind of surface-level politics and questions about takeovers and things like that. Ultimately, you're right. I mean, that's certainly a possibility of something that could happen if you don't change that, like you said, that systemic level, that root level issue of whether or not people believe in the idea of a monopoly on violence. And if you don't change that root idea, then yeah, you're absolutely at all times ripe for some sort of a political takeover. In the same way that, you know, out in Alaska, even though they legalized possession of marijuana, later on somebody comes back into power and they decide to change that. Similarly, you see these struggles, these fights in politics where it's this tug of war, and some, you know, there's a few feet gained on one side, and then a few years later the other side gains some length back on theirs, and it just never ends because those people haven't come to the conclusion that the system is wrong or that there's something immoral about it. They just want to have their way, and so you have to have people's hearts and minds change. I mean, period. That's the only way that we're ever going to get to a truly free society where people understand that freedom is allowing others to choose for themselves and to be free and to make mistakes and to allow the community to respond to people that are in need on a voluntary basis. These are all things that people need to come to before it'll actually ever stick. Otherwise, it'll never stick, and it'll be completely subject to takeovers like you're talking about.
And indeed. And, you know, it has to be systemic in the sense that you have to change people's hearts and minds.
Right.
But constitutions would need to be changed, too.
You've got to make it to the point.
Paradigms of states.
You've got to make it to the point where people look at government, the monopoly on violence that we're familiar with today, look back on it and it's like, what? Look on it like slavery. Like imagine somebody coming into our community now and clanging a drum in the center of town and talking about, we need to bring slaves into this society. They'd be run out of there on a rail. It's Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LV by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military firing manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. Live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, both running around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available to you to tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll get a list of our 100-plus great radio stations carrying the show throughout the week at various different times, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All of it over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar power generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. It will take a refrigerator, a freezer, and maybe your well pump or some other sort of necessary items off the grid, and it will power them 24/7 at that point, paying back for itself, unlike a regular generator would, and it can be expanded over time. You can expand with other solar panels from other companies. You can get more from Sound Wisdom, or you can use even windmills or water mills or whatever you want. Go check it out. They have free education available to you. All you have to do is make a telephone call. It's freetalklivesolar.com. You can get the number right there on the website, freetalklivesolar.com. They will walk you through. They know that not everybody's going to be comfortable buying a solar system just off the internet, that they need to talk to somebody and find out more about their specific instance, and they'll do that for you. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
So we've been talking about secession, the Wall Street Journal publishing a piece about it. Imagine breaking up the United States led into a discussion about the idea of the Free State Project, which, of course, actually didn't get to mention last segment. Freestateproject.org is where you can go to learn more about that. It's the reason Mark and myself are here in New Hampshire. Nemi, you were here prior to the Free State Project.
I was born here.
Right? You're a New Hampshire native. I would say you're relatively friendly towards the concepts of what the Free State Project's all about.
Absolutely.
getting more liberty-minded people to concentrate their activism all in the same place. But as Mark pointed out, if that's successful and we actually do manage to slash drastically back on the government, or as some might envision, completely eliminate the monopoly coercion, the monopoly on coercion, that is, the government, then there's always the concern that, well, what if somebody comes in and ruins the party? What if a bunch of statists from Massachusetts or New York decide that they want the extra freedom that is available in New Hampshire, so they make the move and then attempt to Massachusettsize it? Or Massachusettsize it. And, of course, that's what's happening now. People from more status places are moving to New Hampshire, and they're taking, you know, political roles. And a lot of people that have lived here for a long time would say that that's one of the biggest problems that New Hampshire has.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've mentioned on the show before that in researching any Second Amendment rights is one of my personal pet projects, something I really keep tabs on, because New Hampshire is absolutely fabulous in that regard.
It's one of the best states, not the best, but one of
not the best, but next door to the best. And
it would only take a few changes to make it the best, right?
And they're coming. I believe this was a fantastic year for self-defense in New Hampshire, the best since 2A was adopted in 82, I believe. But what I see is that when anti-gun, quote-unquote, legislation comes up before the New Hampshire House or Senate, it is proposed by someone who is not a native.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, so far, knock wood, it has not been supported by anyone who is a native. So to me, that's important.
Well, there was that one ban on guns in the state house that did go through for a little while, and then it was repealed.
That was the decorating committee passed a rule. And then they attempted in the following session to make it a felony to carry, and also wanted to install metal detectors in the state house. The metal detector bill was not sponsored by a native, and I don't believe the one that would have made it a Class B felony, I don't believe Delmar Burridge is a native.
So neither of them made it through?
No, neither of them made it through.
But they did successfully ban guns from the state house for a short period of time,
several months. And as it stands now, open carry is not allowed in the gallery or
really?
On the floor. Yep, that
I
happened
thought they'd
this
repealed
year.
That whole thing. Okay, I didn't realize
that happened this year. Yeah.
So let's make something abundantly clear here. They never passed a law that wouldn't allow people to carry a gun in the state house. It was a committee that's in charge of decorating the state house.
Right. It's the facilities committee.
Right. They make sure that the floors get vacuumed and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I mean, this was a bullcrap rule from the get-go.
Absolutely, and it was passed. It's funny you say bullcrap, because it was passed the week of Christmas while everyone was away.
Interesting.
Didn't think anyone would notice, and then lo and behold, all sorts of people noticed, and it was a really big thing.
They take guns real serious here.
Yes,
so what about the open carry thing? Is that a law, or is that another rule?
No, that's a rule.
I see.
That is a rule.
So would it be? Would you simply be evicted from the state house, or would you be arrested?
No, you would be asked to leave, and if you didn't leave, you would be arrested for trespassing.
Trespass. Interesting. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. So we're talking about what might happen if the Free State Project is when the Free State Project becomes more successful, more people move here, things start to change in a more pro-liberty direction in New Hampshire. I think that, like I pointed out before, you've got to change people's hearts and minds. You can't foist liberty on people until they're ready mentally for those ideas. And it has to get to the point where the idea of the state, this violent monopoly, has been eliminated from people's minds to where it's like slavery would be today. Like if somebody proposed slavery today, someone proposing the state in this, you know, theoretical future that we're talking about should also be looked at as a Looney Tunes. What are you talking about? Bring back the state? Well, things have been great without having this this violent monopoly around. Why would anyone in their right mind want to go back into the past and bring back this decrepit, dangerous and violent old idea?
I appreciate what you're saying. I think where I come in is in a middle ground sort of capacity, where I am all set with the Fed personally.
Mm-hmm.
But New Hampshire, we have a pretty awesome constitution. And
yeah, but they don't care about it.
Well, that's not true.
The New Hampshire Constitution has the 10th Amendment, the right to revolution.
Article 10.
Article 10. When I brought that up in court, it was basically the response from the prosecutor was, well, your situation doesn't rise to the level of right to revolution.
Well, I understand that you and Michelle Seven also was talking about her case, and she was told not to even mention the Constitution. And I think that's more of a practice of a judge, an individual judge, versus the state mentality as a whole. So like I said, I appreciate where you're going with no state at all, and maybe eventually, probably not in my lifetime, but where I would see it going is no Fed. The Fed dissolves, and New Hampshire continues
on
as a
state. Federal Reserve or federal government?
Government.
Okay. Both. I'd be fine with both of them dissolving. But, yeah, I mean, I get that, and I think that's a good first step, and I would fully support that. And that's why we were talking about secession in the first place.
Right.
But what I was referencing is if you want to make it to the point where the invaders, so to speak, the statist invaders from Massachusetts that Mark was so concerned about, the only way they could never be effective is if the native population in the area in which they were so-called invading would just not accept their ideas. Whoa, bring back the state? That's the point it would have to get back to, because
right.
If people were still of the mindset that, well, majority should rule, then the majority will rule, and we'll be right back where we started again.
I think that it's possible that, you know, a possible quick fix to the Constitution is that everything has to pass, say, with a two-thirds or three-quarters majority, some kind of supermajority, and then you would see...
If you actually got back to the point where there was a much, much smaller government, that would be where you'd want to implement that.
Clearly,
right?
This would be a group of people that was interested in downsizing the group of the government if they even passed something like that.
So the idea then would be to try to keep things that way rather than allowing someone to come in and modify. And also think about it from the perspective that there are some people that are very upset about the Free State Project. They don't like the idea that people that support the status quo, they don't like the idea that people are coming in here trying to change things, when of course many of them have come in here for the purpose of trying to change things from Massachusetts, but change it.
They'll
in
say
a,
they've been here longer though.
But change it in an anti-freedom manner. But once the liberty-minded, say, state representatives and other folks start to really get a foothold, and they've already gotten 12 people or more than that actually elected as free staters to the state house, once that starts to get even larger and more influential, it'll become a very frustrating place for those people to be. And I predict that those folks are going to leave.
I hope so.
It's far more likely that they're going to get out. Like that lady that used to live in your town, Mark, she freaked out eventually and ended up selling her house.
Yep, that's true.
She was one of the biggest critics of the Free State Project. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org. And we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car.
With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dried Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. So if you want to make a call in to 1-855-450-FREE, that is a toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
Hey, Mark.
1-855-450-3733. You can get online and get stuff for camping and more over at ManVenture Outpost.
That's right. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVenture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, much more. Lots of name brands. As a matter of fact, some of the prices that they have are so low, these name brand manufacturers won't let them advertise those rates. They're family owned and good standing with the Better Business Bureau. You can get a 5% discount with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number here. We're talking about secession, and the Wall Street Journal had brought up the idea, and it's nice to see mainstream media talking about this. And this is a feature-length piece. We wouldn't have time to read this entire thing, but I thought it was worth mentioning and you know, giving some excerpts here, so we'll continue. So they're talking about the proposition that the America of the 21st century, propelled by currents of modernity that tend to favor the little over the big, may trace a long circle back to the original small government ideas of the American experiment. The present-day American Goliath, meaning the government, may turn out to be a freak of waning age politics and economics as conducted on a supersized scale, too large to make any rational sense in an emerging age of personal empowerment that harks back to the era of the yeoman farmer of America's early days. The society may find blessed new life, as paradoxical as this may sound, in a return to a smaller form. This perspective may seem especially fanciful at a time when the political tides all seem to be running in the opposite direction. In the midst of economic troubles, an aggrandizing Washington is gathering even more power in its hands. The Obama administration, you know, they point out some of the big government stuff they did, like the bailouts, et cetera. And
what has the Obama administration done that is pro-liberty?
Right.
I'd love to know.
what has the Bush administration done? They're all just building on each other. They're all making government larger and more intrusive and more oppressive. All of this adds up to a federal power grab that might even make FDR's new dealers blush. But that's just the point. Not surprisingly, a lot of folks in the land of Jefferson are taking a stand against an approach that stands to make an indebted citizenry yet more dependent on an already immense federal power. The backlash already underway is a prime stimulus for a neo-secessionist movement, the most extreme manifestation of a broader push for some form of devolution. So the Tenth Amendment Center and the guys that are advocating for nullification would be not quite as an extreme version of this, but this is what they're saying is the most extreme manifestation, and they're right, and it's about time. When every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So the government gets huge, and people start to demand the smallest possible option, which is to eliminate it, meaning the federal government. As Nemi was pointing out, just get rid of the federal government. Then we've got 50 state governments that would be in competition.
20 big.
Would be in competition with the rest of the governments around the world. I mean, what are there, like 200 so-called nation states around the world, basically?
About that number.
So you would be increasing at that point. If you had 50 different places, you might not. You might have, you know, California, Washington, Oregon, or who knows how it would end up breaking down. But you could essentially increase the amount of states from which to choose to live in around the world by, you know, 25% overnight.
The people that you know, the people that advocate empire essentially do it out of fear. They say, well, if the United States isn't the world's policeman, and by that they mean to be able to do anything you want, because frankly most policemen can pretty much get away with most things that they want to do, if the United States isn't the world's policeman, then who will be that? Will it be China? Will it be Russia? Who will it be? And what will the world be like if that organization is doing that? And for one thing, I'd point out the United States military is bigger than every military on the planet put together. So whatever it is that those states decide to do, it's going to take them a while to fill those shoes, and I think that you'll probably see more human liberty up to that point. And then when you see more human liberty, are people going to want to go back, is what I wonder.
I can't imagine. Do people want to go back to slavery? Only the most crazed lunatics.
Some do. I mean,
I'm sure some would.
Only the most absurd, absolutely antisocial, lunatic people like Scott the Bigot would want to go back to something like slavery.
Mother government. Government will take care of you.
The fact is, it is slavery, right?
Yes.
It's just, what name are they going to slap on this?
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
At this point, the government already tells you what school you're going to go to, and consequently, to some extent, what classes you're going to take. It steers what you're going to be in life, even if you get to choose what it is that you do for a living. What's the next step to where they decide, well, you're better at this, you're better at that? I mean, they're already 90% of the population is going through their little cattle chute, and they are having their classes shoved down their throat, and they're not being exposed to other sorts of educations that they might get that might steer them down other career paths. So, I mean, you know, the only difference we have between slavery and what we have now is the government essentially telling us, A, you can't leave, and it already has an exit tax, so you have to pay to get out, which, you know, in Roman times, slaves could buy their freedom. So you have essentially slavery from the standpoint that they claim to own you in the geographic sense.
Yeah, how do you buy your freedom today?
You could go to a different country, would be what other people would say. You could go to Antarctica if you wanted to have freedom.
Well, I believe Antarctica is already owned by... Claims have been laid.
Bits of Antarctica claims have been laid, but essentially it is uninhabitable. So the freedom you would be the freedom to die a very slow, a painful cold death.
Right. Free death.
But you would be free.
Mm-hmm.
If you want freedom, there's the open seas.
Yeah.
There, to some extent, it's out there. I mean, I'm sure that if some United States vessel decided to catch you 200 miles out and say, hey, we're going to come on board, there's not much you could do about it.
Even for the hard-edged secessionist crowd with their rapt attentiveness to America's roots, popular texts in the future trend genre mingle in their minds with the yellowed scrolls of the Anti-Federalists. The cornerstone of my thought, Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationalist Movement, told me, is John Nesbitt's 1995 bestseller Global Paradox, which celebrates the entrepreneurial ethos in positing that the bigger the world economy, the more powerful its smallest players. More convincingly, the proposition that small trumps big is passing tests in real-life political and economic laboratories. For example, the U.S. ranked 8th in a survey of global innovation leadership released in March by the Boston Consulting Group, the National Association of Manufacturers, with the top rankings dominated by small countries led by the city-state Republic of Singapore. The Thunderbird School of Global Management, based in Arizona, has called Singapore the most future-oriented country in the world. Historians can point to the spectacularly inventive city-states of the Renaissance Italy as an example of the small truly making the beautiful.
This is true with Hong Kong, too, but Singapore, no liberty paradise, interestingly. I mean,
Certainly not.
They are small, and they have a lot of fiscal, fiscal freedom. You can do what you want from a business standpoint, but when it comes to sort of social things, they're a very conservative place.
Oh, no doubt about it. And as it would likely be with a place like, say, Utah, for instance, as compared to California, if we did have separation between the states,
there would be... It makes one wonder what it would be like for Utah being in the, essentially no rivers, no way to, do shipping and things like that.
There's air shipping and ground shipping. Yeah. I mean, you can get things in and out.
You can.
Things go in and out between European countries, and, they make that work in South America. So products will travel. There will always be a way to make that happen.
But these lines that we have today, would they survive a breakup of the United States? I don't know. Maybe they would. They do have gravitas. There are state governments there. But would some state governments, would they be better off in banding together? It would seem like Idaho would have some advantages of teaming up with Washington in order to have some coastline.
Centralizing post-decentralization?
Somehow. Yeah. Regional
republics.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
How, though, to get from big to small? Secessionists like Texas's Miller pledge a commitment to peaceful methods. History suggests skepticism on this score. Even the American Republic was born in a violent revolution, although I would have to agree with peace as the solution, because you can't have peace in the long run if your methods aren't peaceful initially.
You can't fight the federal government either.
There is that, too.
And the fact is that...
Well, Afghanistan is doing an all right job. But yeah, it would not be pretty to fight the federal government.
The only thing that Afghanistan's doing, there are hundreds of Taliban and dozens of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And so they're not fighting, they're hiding. They'll come out every once in a while and create a little trouble and then go back in. So that's, could you cause some trouble? I suppose you could. But you can't fight the federal government from the standpoint of, stand and fight situation. And when you've looked at, civil disobedience and civil resistance is three times more effective than fighting anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't keep your movement peaceful, it's likely bound to fail. So, more talk about secession, obviously on the horizon for this country, and if you haven't brought it up at the dinner table, why not? Start talking about these ideas. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on a ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.